Jaguars Digital. Jaguars, Jaguars Digital. Jaguars Drive Time. Ryan Sexton, John Osier, Ashlyn Sullivan. Jaguars Drive Time starts right now.
Good morning, Jacksonville. I always wanted to do that.
Well,
it's time
have.
For Jags Drive Time here on TuneIn Radio. If you weren't awake before, you certainly are now. That's the best impression of Robin Williams in Good Morning Vietnam I could possibly do. But it gets your blood pumping, gets you feeling good this morning. And we've got a nice show for you over the next half hour, including senior writer John Osier, who joins us. Did I get you started? Get your blood pumping this morning? It's Friday.
Let's hope that was two times for you doing that. The first and the last.
And the last? Yeah.
I don't think it will be.
No, no. Yeah, I always wanted to do that.
Now that I've opened my mouth, it probably won't be.
Well, probably, yeah. There's almost no chance that it will be the last time. End of the week, Friday, good day. Jaguars going to Pittsburgh, which means big challenge. Not just because the Steelers are one of the AFC's best teams, but because winning in Pittsburgh is not something teams do often.
Well, it's a big challenge, and it's another chance to change the dynamic of the season. And I think what we're getting used to again is that when you're in it, when you win a couple, then every game for a while in the NFL, that's the beauty of the NFL, is every time out is a big game. And this becomes a big game, not just because you lost to the Jets, but because it gives you a chance to be 3-2. It gives you a chance to be in it. It would secure you still being in a tie for first place. So guess what? If you're playing well and being in it, then they're all big, and this is big.
All right, we've got big things for you now here as we roll along on a Friday morning, and we welcome in Ashlyn Sullivan. Hello, Ashlyn. How are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. How is everyone?
We can't have a better good morning than that.
Yes. I mean, your good morning was a little better than
yeah,
that.
Right.
More
but
enthusiastic.
You know, let's hear a little more enthusiasm from you. Come on, Ashlyn. How about good morning?
You didn't sign me up for that. Maybe Monday if we win.
Wow.
I know. Shot down.
She stood strong.
Yeah.
I did.
I'm impressed.
All right, big things. Number one, consistency and the issue this team has been having lately with it. Now, this is not the first, second, or third time we've talked about this, whether it applies to Blake or just this whole team in general. I mean, you got a great win in London to a disappointing loss in New York. And sadly, guys, until this team finds that consistency, I think we're going to still see these problems.
You're right. And, John, I felt like I was watching Shakespeare this week. You know, how do you define love? Trying to define consistency, right? Wherefore art thou? Consistency.
You're just running the gamut on.
I got it this morning,
references.
Man. I've got it this
Shakespeare
morning.
Shakespeare to Good Morning Vietnam.
That's what people tune in for. They don't tune in for me to sit still and go, okay, it's Friday. Come on, John. Where's consistency?
Well, I've been saying all along, I get that it looks inconsistent, and it is, but it's really all based on can this defense create the turnovers and get this team ahead? I don't know how inconsistent the defense has been. It's played well for the most part, except at the end of Tennessee. But it has started every game playing relatively well, except against the run against the Jets. So to me, the consistency you're looking for is can you create points off of turnovers and get ahead? And if you can, I think they're going to win a lot of games. And if they can't, then you wonder where the big plays offensively are going to come from enough to get that consistency. So it's easy to say quarterback, so I guess I'm looking for another answer other than, you know, consistent teams usually have consistent play at the quarterback position. With this team, I think it's going to be about can you get enough turnovers early in games to get ahead and start playing that swarming thing that we saw weeks 1 and 2. I mean,